Last week, in case you missed it, congratulations to the Stanford University Band, with possibly one of the most creative ways ever they smuggled alcohol into the NCAA tourney game.
They pay so much money, and you gotta be so smart to get into those universities out there, and finally, they use their brains. A little bit.
How'd they get inside? Oh, easy. They just put the booze in their tubas.
It's that type of ingenuity that I'd like at my company.
Right. In case you missed it, billionaires say a lot of dumb stuff. Billionaire and Dallas Mavericks basketball team owner Mark Cuban is no exception. He thinks the NFL won't be around in the next 10 years. All because they're being a bunch of big, greedy bullies.
The NFL can do that.
Right.
They're the hot chick who's not only hot, but every time she orgasms, craps out a big old bundle of dollar bills,
and
you know?
And she has 10 people there wiping it up.
What a douche. In case you missed it, here's a survey. Beyond any scholarship they receive, do you support or oppose paying salaries to college athletes? The results are in. And white people don't want college athletes to get paid.
Whitey's keeping them down.
Whitey's opposed it. 73% to 24%.
Whitey keeping the black man down. Look at that. Even more.
Just holding us down, man.
Per game. Per tournament game.
Those kids are not seeing a dime.
$11.5 million goes to the NCAA for every game.
Yeah.
Last week, there were 16 games.
They're doing good.
They're doing
wetting their
good.
Beak.
In case you missed it, here's a new way to play hockey. It's called the Alto Puck. Kind of looks like a penis or a shamrock cookie cutter, but works like a hockey puck. Except it's a weird shape, so it'll bounce all over the place.
Who's looking at hockey and saying, hey, can we make it more low-scoring and more confusing?
Apparently the finish.
Creative. In case you missed it, a woman by the name of Thelma is quite angry that the Jets just signed convicted dog slayer Mike Vick. Too bad for her, though. She's mad at the wrong Jets.
Hi, Thelma. I think you might have the wrong Jets. We're a professional soccer club based in Newcastle, Australia.
Oh, jeez.
Not the New York Jets of the NFL who have just signed Michael Vick.
Stupid lady. Football's for men. Last week, in case you missed it, pregnancy sex is a thing. A sexy thing. Unless you're Jay Cutler, he's got a hot wife who happens to be pregnant, but he's scared to get it in.
She says, I'm like, oh, Jay, the baby's kicking, and he's like not wanting to know about it. Now, I mean, here's the thing. If she says, oh, Jay, the baby's kicking while they're in between the sheets, I'd be a little weirded out by that, too. But then again, you got to remember that Jay Cutler actually mailed her engagement ring.
Almost Mark isn't scared to get it in.
So you like it?
Yeah. Well, oh my. I'm not going, give me a puke bucket. Oh, we're going to have to get some sawdust and mop water to clean this up after I'm done.
There you go, buddy. Make us all proud. In case you missed it, an upgrade to your NFL fan experience. Thanks to an app, fans can order cheerleaders to their seats.
I get the appeal of a cheerleader. Mm-hmm. Here's a young, supple woman, boobs out.
Right.
And look how nice she looks. Oh, I'm going to put her on a calendar and I'm going to put it on my wall. And
yes.
Well, there's old Spank Bank material.
That's kind of awkward. Could be degrading. Could be fun. Could also get you in some trouble.
Well, howdy. What are we going to talk about? Lemon shots?
You're not allowed to touch. Just cough up cash. Last week, in case you missed it, everything is bigger in Texas, including their meat. The Texas Rangers are introducing bacon on a stick.
They're huge.
This isn't just any bacon. For just $7, you can slob all over this slab of meat and make all your greasy bacon dreams come true.
Pork chop? Pork chop on a stick?
Right, but they're quite thick.
They're salted and bacony.
Well endowed. A fatty delicacy. Last week, in case you missed it, an NFL agent is facing federal charges because he was involved in a murder-for-hire scheme.
If the players are criminals, the people that represent them should be criminals, too.
Only when they steal your money, eh? Eh? No?
I didn't see nothing. My name is Smalls, and in case you missed it, check out Gratuitous Sports. Every weekday at 6 o'clock on 94.1 The Zone, Rochester's new rock alternative.